From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Tourism Minister Sandiaga Uno optimistic on increased domestic tourist movements in 2024. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto affirms government's debt is still under control. Now the news in detail. In spite of being overshadowed by global economic obstacles and geopolitical uncertainty, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno is optimistic that there will be an increase in the tourism and creative economy sectors in 2024, especially an increase in tourist movements. Speaking at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy's end-of-year press conference in Jakarta on Friday, he said that by 2024, it is targeted there will be from 1.2 to 1.4 billion movements of domestic tourists. He further remarked that of the total movement of Indonesian tourists in 2024, around 30 to 35% is projected to occur in the first quarter of 2024. Some of them will be contributed by the elections.
Jadi kuartal pertama 2024 ini mungkin.
So, in the first quarter of 2024, probably the government can target from 30 to 35% of the total movement of domestic tourists in 2024. Some of them will be contributed by the elections. Moreover, Minister Sandiaga Uno has further stated that the elections can increase the movement of people from regency to regency for more than 6 hours because the election activities are able to mobilize the masses. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has expressed his gratitude that his ministry achieves the targets in 2023. At the end of year-end press conference of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy in Jakarta Friday, he revealed that the target of 8.5 million foreign tourist visits had been reached. It even exceeded in October 2023. There were 9.5 million visits recorded. And it is projected that it will reach 11 million foreign tourist visits by December 2023. According to the minister, from these tourist visits, tourism foreign exchange worth $10.5 billion has been created with a 4% tourism contribution to gross domestic product.
Terima kasih atas kerjasamanya sehingga.
Thank you for your cooperation so that tourism foreign exchange has reached $10.5 billion. The tourism GDP contribution is estimated to reach 4%. Furthermore, Minister Sandiaga Uno also pointed out that besides domestic achievements, Indonesian tourism is also recognized worldwide. He perceived that Indonesia's tourism ranking level reached up to 32nd place in the Travel and Tourism Competitiveness Index above Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam. In addition, For the first time in history, Indonesia is in first place on the Global Muslim Travel Index. The Embassy of Azerbaijan in Jakarta held a reception on Friday to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Heydar Aliyev, the country's third president, who is considered the founder of modern Azerbaijan. Ambassador of Azerbaijan to Indonesia, Jalal Mirzayev, in his remark expressed his gratitude to the Indonesian government and people for their support.
Once again, I would like to thank the people and the government of Indonesia for the support given extended to Azerbaijan during this special tour. At the end, I would like to wish all of you a pleasant evening. I hope that you will enjoy the concert and very famous pianist. Thank you very much for your kindness.
During the event, Azerbaijani pianist and singer Tunar Manavzadeh presented various songs before the guests, including Azerbaijani local songs and an Indonesian song, Bengawan Solo. Heydar Aliyev was born in 1923 and he held high positions in Soviet Azerbaijan as well as the Soviet Union as early as 1969 before holding the position of president from 1993 until 2003. Indonesian government debt, which reached $542.8 billion in November 2023, taking the debt to gross domestic product ratio to 38.11%, is still under control. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto affirmed it at the National Seminar on Indonesia's Economy Outlook in Jakarta on Friday, as reported by Antara. He also said the debt-to-GDP ratio remains below 40%, the lowest compared to developed countries as well as other developing countries, with some even above 100%. So, relatively, the government is still prudent. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan revealed that a large lithium reserve found in the Indonesian territory can support the production of world electric vehicles. The government received a report yesterday that a huge source of lithium was newly found in Indonesia. Speaking at the 2023 performance meeting on Friday, as quoted by Antara, the minister did not provide further details regarding the number and location of the huge lithium reserve. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The United Nations Security Council approved on Friday a watered-down resolution that demands all sides in the Israel-Hamas conflict allow the safe and unhindered delivery of humanitarian assistance at scale. As reported by CNA.com, after days of delays, the resolution also called for the creation of conditions for a sustainable cessation and hostilities, but did not call for an immediate end to fighting. Russia and the United States, which both could have vetoed the measure as permanent members of the Council, abstained, meaning it passed with 13 votes in favor. Japan says it will send Patriot air defense missiles to the United States after changing its arm export rules in a shift away from its pacifist policies. As quoted by BBC.com, the White House has welcomed the move, which could free up the United States to send its own stockpile to Ukraine. Western powers have been running out of ammunition to supply Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion. Patriot missiles are among the most advanced weapons supplied by the U.S. to Ukraine. Tokyo previously only allowed for components of licensed equipment to be sent from Japan to the nation where the manufacturing license originated. But under the new rules, it can ship finished goods too. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first item in the news from across Indonesia comes from East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. The Mount Rinjani National Park Office East Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara announced that all climbing tourist destinations and several non-climbing tourist destinations in Mount Rinjani area were temporarily closed. Head of the office, Dedi Asriadi, in his written statement in Mataram Wednesday said the closure will take place from January the 1st to March the 31st, 2024. Dedi Asriadi said that the closure was carried out referring to the Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation Evaluation Report on Mount Rinjani's activities, which is at level 2 or alert. In addition, it was carried out in the context of restoring the ecosystem in the Mount Rinjani National Park area and to increase awareness potential hydrometeorological disasters such as heavy rain and strong winds. However, not all tourist attractions are closed. Tourists can still visit several other alternatives, including open non-climbing destinations such as Otak Koko, Terengwilis, Benang Stoke Waterfall, and Bukit Selong. The next news comes from Sabang, Aceh. The Sabang City Government officially launched a unique Sabang Tourism branding logo as the identity of the Wei Island area to market tourism, cultural, and creative economic potentials in an effort to improve the community's economy. According to Acting Mayor of Sabang, Reza Fahlevi, in a statement in Banda Aceh Tuesday, said that this branding aims to increase foreign exchange earnings from the tourism, culture, and creative economy sectors, as well as increasing business and competitive opportunities so that new investment can grow in Sabang. The Sabang Tourism branding logo was officially launched by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno in Jakarta on Monday, December the 18th. The latest news comes from Magelang, Central Jawa. A total of 500 Pabaja Samanera participants consist of Buddhist monks to be or novice carried out Pradaksina ritual by circling the Borobudur temple 3 times to pay respects to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha in Magelang Regency, Central Jawa last Tuesday. Chairperson of the temporary Pabaja Samanera committee, Fatmawati in Borobudur Magelang Regency, said that the most important sequence is that before the novice is ordained, he or she pays respects by means of Pradaksina. Pradaksina is one of the highest ways of respect that can be given to the Buddha. Director of Buddhist Affairs and Education, Director General of Buddhist Community Guidance, Ministry of Religion, Nyoman Surya Dharma welcomed and appreciated the Pabaja Samanera, which is routinely carried out by the Indonesian Mahanikaya Buddhist Religious Council at Borobudur Temple. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event on December 23, 1954, when a kidney transplant performed in Boston. Organ transplantation is a graft of all or part of an organ from one body to another, or from one part to another part of the same body. The first successful long-term kidney transplant was performed on December 23, 1954, at a hospital in Boston. Dr. Joseph Murray performed a kidney transplant on monozygotic twins Richard and Ronald Herrick. Richard got one of Ronald's kidneys. Richard was able to live 8 years longer because of his transplant efforts. Joseph Murray received the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move to another event of 1955 when Andalas University West Sumatra was officially opened. Andalas University is an Indonesian state university located in Padang City, West Sumatra. This university is the oldest university outside Java and was officially opened by Vice President Muhammad Hatta at that time on December 23, 1955. Andalas University is the fourth university inaugurated by the Indonesian government. It consists of 15 faculties with the main campus in Limau Manis, Padang. Apart from that, there are also other campuses in Padang, Payakumbuh, and Dharmasraya. We end today in history with the event of 1973 when jet plane crashed in Morocco, which killed 106 people. A Sobelair Caravelle jet carrying passengers crashed in Morocco on December 23, 1973. Previously, the plane crashed into a mountain due to bad weather. In this plane crash, 106 people were declared dead. Sobelair itself is the oldest Belgian charter airline. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
I can keep running from it. I can keep running from it. It's all the way, baby. I know I was pretending. Just realize that you are so perfect,
baby. You're my favorite. Lately, I know it's too late to realize it. You're kind of perfect. It was an assumption, but in fact, I'm falling.
I can keep running from it. I can keep running from it. So don't you mind it. 'Cause every time I look at you, I know I was pretending. Just realize that you are so perfect,
baby. You're my favorite. Lately, I know it's too late to realize it. You're kind of
from it. It's all the way, baby, let me love you.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled President Optimistic About Indonesia's Economic Conditions in 2024. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said that amidst global uncertainty, Indonesia's economic fundamentals were still well maintained. The inflation rate is relatively controlled and the government debt ratio is also at a safe level. Erlangga Hartarto explained this in his opening speech at the 2024 National Seminar on Indonesian Economic Outlook in Jakarta on Friday. However, he said that in the future, a number of risks still need to be anticipated, such as commodity price volatility, tightening monetary policy in developed countries, disruption of global supply chains, as well as vulnerabilities in food and energy security due to climate change. Erlangga Hartarto said that in the short term, he is optimistic that Indonesia's economy will grow 5.1% in 2023 and predicts that in 2024 it will grow 5.2%. The optimism about entering 2024 was also expressed by President Joko Widodo in his remarks at the seminar themed Optimism for Strengthening the National Economy in the Midst of Global Dynamics. The president said that the optimism was based on economic capital and a good political situation.
Indonesia sangat optimis. Optimisme karena melihat kinerja.
Indonesia is very optimistic. Optimistic because we see our economic performance and because of the cool political situation ahead of the 2024 election. What is important is consistent hard work, synergistic work between government and the private sector, and sustainable work. The president explained, from an economic perspective, throughout the quarters of 2023, the Indonesian economy has grown well within the range of 5% and the inflation rate is far below the global inflation average. The president added that other economic indicators were also at good figures. President Joko Widodo explained that this optimism was also based on labor absorption, which increased by 4.5 million people from August 2022 to August 2023. The Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, in November 2023 was still at an expansive level, namely 51.7%. Indonesia's trade balance has been in surplus for 43 consecutive months. The president added that strong confidence in Indonesia's economic conditions can be seen from the Consumer Confidence Index in November, which is 123.6. The head of state is also optimistic that economic growth in 2024 will still be around 5%. However, he reminded to remain careful and alert to the situation of global uncertainty, which continues to this day. The president encouraged all parties to continue to be consistent in attracting both domestic and foreign investors. The investment, he added, is focused on providing added value to the country. That was My Indonesia Today.
Aku jatuh cinta. Kesekian kali, baru kali ini ku rasakan
cinta sesungguhnya. Tak seperti dulu, kali ini ada pengorbanan.
Cinta bukan sekedar kata-kata indah. Cinta bukan sekedar bunga-bunga para dua. secuil penyesalan. Cinta bukan sekedar kata-kata indah, cinta bukan sekedar buaya belayar beraduan.
Cinta adalah ruang dan waktu
datang dan menghilang. Semua karunia sang pencipta.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. Jepara is a famous city for its beautiful and natural beaches. The northern and western areas of Jepara are directly bordered by the sea that make these areas have many beaches. One of the good beach attractions in Jepara with Balinese flavor is Bando Beach. Listener, Bondo Beach offers beautiful views and exotic white sand that are soothing to the eyes. This is because the beach is always kept clean, and many pandan trees that grow around the beach add to the beautiful impression. Relaxingly sitting by enjoying the view of the beach while accompanied by the sound of the waves is a calming sensation. The cool beach breeze, white sand, and blue sea water combine in harmony with the beauty of Bondo Jepara Beach. Listener, playing or getting wet in the water is, of course, mandatory when visiting beach tourism. One of the advantages of Bondo Beach is that the waves are calm so that visitors can freely play on the edge of the beach without fear of being swept away by the waves. Playing in the sand at Bondo Beach which has clean and fine sand, is a favorite among visiting tourists. Besides to increase tourist attraction, the management also provides various interesting photo spots for taking selfies. The appearance of its charm will be even more beautiful when the sun begins to set. The golden orange sky makes the atmosphere even more romantic. After the sunset view is over and day turns to night, you will enjoy the night atmosphere with charming twinkling lights, like seeing thousands of fireflies on Bondo Beach. You can also enjoy the beauty of the night here by camping on the large beach area. Listener, the name of Bondo Beach, which is located in Bondo Village, Bang Sri, sub-district Jepara Regency, Central Java, is taken from the location of the village called Bondo Village. For those who want to visit Bondo, Jepara Beach is open every day for 24 hours. The road to Bondo Beach is also good enough so that visitors can come by motorcycles or car rental services. If you are in Indonesia and in the city of Jepara, please look for the right time to get rid of your busy life by relaxing at Bondo Beach, Jepara. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. We'll see you tomorrow again. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, today's miscellany informs you about an Indonesian student from Ternate, North Maluku, Fitrah Ningsih S.A. Rahman, who made a brilliant achievement as the first Indonesian to be named Western Australia International Tertiary Student of the Year 2023. Support from the Australia Award Scholarship led her to obtain a Master of Strategic Communication degree at the University of Western Australia, which is one of the prestigious campuses in Australia and top in the world. During her academic journey, Ningsih not only achieved excellence in study results, but also played an active role as an international student ambassador and scholar speaker at various international events. Being an MC at diplomatic receptions for the Indonesian government, in this case the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia and Western Australia, Ningsih showed extraordinary dedication as an Indonesian citizen abroad. Ningsih also involved in helping international students and the Indonesian community in Perth by facilitating English public speaking workshop and also exclusive training so they could improve their good and effective communication skills. Her membership in the Professional Migrant Women Network strengthened Ningsih's advocacy role on female workers' issues in Western Australia, while she also serves as a public speaking trainer for those who are preparing for job interviews and career development in the workplace. Ningsih's success shone even more when she received an internship at one of the prestigious internship programs at the Perth US Asia Center as a strategic communications officer, which placed her in the focus of diplomatic relations between the United States of America, Australia, and the Indo-Pacific. Listener, the peak of her achievement was when Ningsih won the Best Student Award in Western Australia from the Council for International Students of Western Australia. In the near future, Ningsih will return to Indonesia. Returning to her hometown is a commitment to contribute to the Indonesian nation, especially her hometown. According to Ningsih, successful people will never forget where they come from. Therefore, she will return to her homeland and continue her contribution to Indonesia and her beloved region. Well, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from keroncong genre entitled Stambul Jampang by Firda Isna'i Nabila and Franz Nuriuli. The composer of this song is still unknown, yet for commoners, especially Betawi or native Jakarta artists, Stambul Jampang is very popular and unique. And it is agreed upon that Stambul Jampang is the only Stambul which best suits as accompanying music for dancing. The song has poetry in the form of Betawi limericks. The content of the rhyme is sometimes changed to suit the context of the event, and usually a humorous rhyme, a funny satire, or a message and advice. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Firda Isna'i Nabila and Franz Nuriuli with the keroncong song Stambul Jampang.
Darilah mana ya abang Danona si pentil anjing. Lari ke sawah ditendang kuda, dilirik-lirik ya nona dari lasam. Pandang-pandang ai boleh juga,
halo Fir, apa kabarnya Neng?
Baik Bang.
Aduh lama gak ketemu nih kita nih. Kemana aja lo?
Sibuk Bang.
Sibuk-sibuk ngapain?
Sibuk kuliah.
Aduh kuliah? Jurusan apaan?
Ada dah pokoknya mah.
Jurusan hukum pancung ya?
Hukum alam.
Alam mana? Alam liar ya?
Alam barzah.
Hei, apa kabarnya?
Sehat.
Babe?
Ada, tinggal aku.
Emang babe lu berapa?
Aku.
Yaudah, ini kan gini. Ini kan udah lama gak ketemu. Kelanjutan kita.
Apain Bang?
Iya kita mau lanjut kemana nih?
Sini aja.
Oh sini aja. Kenapa gak jauh-jauh?
Jauh-jauh Bang.
Ya udah deket-deketan aja ya.
Masih ku merasa angku terbang. aman di sindung di sayang.
Lindung, 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 lindung sayang.
Lancunya ada senyum manis ke Surabaya. Waduku,
hey.
Kualah duren,
hey.
Sayalah tunggu,
hey.
Dari kemarin. Ya lupa kain dan lupa baju.
Jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
Janganlah lupa senyum manis pada saya. Flight machine,
hey.
Kapal udara,
hey.
Bangun mendusin, dengar suara. Protestlang
jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
En manjelir schat senyum manis is en mooie plant. Door regen,
hey.
Worden kleren nat,
hey.
Wees niet verlegen, jij bent toch mijn schat. Hart die verlang.
Jiwa manis indung di sayang.
Indung, 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 indung sayang.
Een lekker feestje, oh mijn liefling, op mijn zachte wang. Auto Fiat,
hey.
Mobiel tambangan,
hey.
Bole dilihat,
hey, hey.
Diambil jangan.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.